Thank you for downloading this teaching from Freedom Apostolic Resources. It's part of a library that includes audio, video clips, and written resources, available at freedomtrust.org.uk/AR. Now here's Mike Parsons.
We're going to start off a mini series. It might be 2 weeks, maybe. You know what I mean? I'm like, starts off 2 weeks, could end up at eight, but on being ambassadors of heaven. I think there's a couple of scriptures that talk about ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So God has called his people to be ambassadors in this world for him, to encourage people to be reconciled to God in relationship and to come into a relationship with God. Paul in Ephesians 6:20 says, I am an ambassador in chains, because he was in prison when he wrote this, that in proclaiming the kingdom I may speak boldly. So ambassadors are about proclaiming God's kingdom. A dictionary definition of an ambassador is a diplomatic official of the highest rank, appointed and accredited as a representative in residence by one government or sovereign to another, or an authorized messenger or representative, or an agent, an apostolic delegate. I thought that was really interesting in a secular dictionary. Messenger, minister, or emissary. And it's important that we understand that we're all called to be ambassadors and to outwork that. Colossians 1:13 says, he has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. So everyone who's come into a relationship with Jesus has been taken out of one kingdom and transferred into another. So we're transferred into the kingdom of God. That means we're transferred under the authority of God's kingdom. Philippians 3:20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven. Now it's really important to get hold of that, because we are ambassadors of heaven on earth. So our citizenship is not of earth, it's not UK, although technically that might be true in the natural sense, but spiritually we're citizens of heaven, which means we're connected to heaven and that our authority comes from heaven. We're citizens of a heavenly kingdom, but living on earth. John 15:19 says, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world. So Jesus has chosen us as his representatives out of the world. So we're not of this realm. So we do not have to be tied to the restrictions of this realm. Because the spiritual realm, the realm of the kingdom of heaven, is a higher authority than the natural realm. And it has more and greater dimensions of authority and power than this realm. And in fact, this spiritual physical realm is held together by the power that comes from that spiritual realm. Because God is spirit, and God is eternal, and God is infinite. And yet this is a temporal realm which has a time and a space, which means it has a beginning and it will have an end. It's finite. And everything that's wrapped up in this time, once we come into eternity, will be left in this time. So Satan and sin will be left in this time, so there will be no remembrance of it in eternity. But we are now of eternity in this natural realm. John 17:18 says, and as you sent me, and this is Jesus talking to God, says, as you sent me into the world, so I also have sent them into the world, talking about his disciples, talking about us. So Jesus has sent us into the world to be ambassadors, to represent heaven on earth. John 20:21 says the same. Jesus said to them, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. So we've been sent on a mission. This makes us ambassadors or citizens of another kingdom, heaven, living on earth. That means we are gateways of heaven on earth, bringing heaven to earth. Because heaven is a spiritual realm and we are spirit and we have the Holy Spirit within us, we are connected to that realm of heaven. and we can be a gateway to bring what is on heaven to earth. Hence, Trevor talking earlier about laying hands on someone and seeing an instant miracle is bringing what is in heaven, no sickness, no disease, onto earth through our lives and through the power and authority that can flow through us as ambassadors of that kingdom, because we come to administer that kingdom in this natural realm. So we've come to bring heaven on earth. Ambassadors are the highest ranking officials of one kingdom living in another land, but we take our orders and get our authority from heaven, which is higher in dimension and power. And we are protected by heavenly protection. Our provision comes from heaven. We live by the laws of heaven, the economy, and the political system of heaven. We're not bound other than what it says in the Word of God, that we need to honor those who are in authority over us here in one sense, until that conflicts with the authority of heaven. Then we have a higher authority to bring that. It's like the characteristics of an ambassador, say, of the UK in China. And it's like we are of heaven on earth. And effectively, a UK ambassador in China, the embassy is British soil, protected by British troops, taking orders from Whitehall and representing British interests and operating under British laws and culture. They are in constant contact with the home country and do not operate from personal opinions, but orders from HQ. And that effectively is what God is calling us to do. To operate here, our lives, if you like, are an embassy. So our lives actually are foreign soil to this world. And it's protected by heaven and has authority, but we need to actually receive the orders from heaven and not earth. Now, we have been tasked with more than just representing the interests of heaven. We've got a greater task than that. As citizens of heaven, we carry heaven's authority. And each of us, and we've been teaching over the last few months, have a sphere of kingdom authority to exercise. So around our lives, we have authority to rule over our circumstances and our situations and the place that God's put us in. To do that, we need to present ourselves to God daily as a living sacrifice. That's our priestly role, so that we can demonstrate God's power and authority through our kingship, because we have been made kings and priests, as we will see. So we represent one kingdom, heaven, and another kingdom, earth. Therefore, you can live by the laws of heaven, which are higher than the laws of earth. The church, if you like, is an assembly, an embassy, territory on foreign soil, and you individually are the church. Church is not an organization, it's people. So you can operate in kingdom authority. You are protected by heavenly authority, and you're not to be influenced by earthly culture, society, customs, but you are to influence them and transform them. That is our mission, to bring heaven to earth. We live under kingdom authority. Therefore, we have a new health service. It's true, because our health service comes from heaven. We have new economic and financial services. We give tithes and offerings, and we sow into God's kingdom, and he blesses and honors us and multiplies it back to us, so that we have more than enough for all our needs and an abundance for every good deed he calls us to do. New education system. We're not limited to what we understand by our minds. We're connected to the source of all knowledge, the omnipotent, omniscient God in heaven and in us. So we have all the sort of education we need that comes from the source of life. So we can receive revelation, prophetic information. We can have a heads up on every situation because we are connected to a realm which operates before that. Because that spiritual realm is not limited by time and space like this natural one is. We are to be a new society. We are to see paradise restored. What Adam and Eve lost in the garden, it's God's intention that we bring restoration of that to the earth. So that means new attitudes, new ideals, and new culture. And I'll look at that next week. New behaviors, new abilities, and new powers. We have abilities which are beyond natural abilities. We have supernatural abilities. So we can have the supernatural abilities to look in the hearts of men and see what's there. supernatural abilities to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, to see miracles, to have authority over nature, and all the things that Jesus did, those are the abilities and powers he wants us to have. Heaven transforming earth. We have the authority to speak on behalf of God. God was a speaking spirit. He called things that be not as if they were, and he created things. And he's given man the ability to do that on his behalf. So we have the power of creativity. You have a supernatural power of heaven at your disposal. The kingdom and ambassadorship is of a supernatural realm to operate in this natural realm. Now, the Romans, when they wanted to take over a country, they sent a batch of citizens ahead of them into that country. Often, they didn't go in there with an army. They sent people ahead of time to infiltrate and to set up administrative centers within those realms so that they could bring that influence into those nations. Colonization is actually our mission. We're not just here to influence the world. We're here to colonize it. Now, you know what a colony is? A colony is where the Pilgrim Fathers went off to America. Don't know what it was called then, probably nothing. The New Territories, or the New World, I think they called it. And they set up colonies, and they occupied territory, and they brought the government of Britain to America. Now, you might think that's not a very good idea in a natural sense, because it often comes with war. In the spiritual sense, our colonization also comes with war, but a spiritual warfare. But we're called to colonize. And the church is a colony of heaven on earth. And so are our lives. Matthew 13:24. Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field." When Jesus was teaching in parables, he taught pictures to help us understand the principles of the kingdom. And then he explained that in verse 37. He said, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. And as for the good seed, these are sons of the kingdom." So every one of us in this room who's got a personal relationship with Jesus is a son of the kingdom and has been sown into this world to produce the fruit of the kingdom and to bring God's rule to earth. Now, that isn't a political system in the sense of we want to control people into believing that. It's not Christendom, where if you don't turn to Christ, we cut your head off, which is what they tried to do in the Middle Ages. We actually bring good news, and we demonstrate good news, and we bring, as sons of the kingdom, the fruit of that kingdom, so people would want to be engaged with the God that they see through us. How are people going to see God unless they see them through his people? And God wants people to see him through us. Now, there are also tares, the sons of the evil one, who have also been deposited in the world. And one day I might actually teach on what those sons are, but not today. Matthew 13:31. He presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. This is smaller than all the other seeds, but when it's full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air can come and nest in its branches." That picture is an illustration that the kingdom started really small, with one person. And then that one person made disciples, and then he sent those disciples out. So when Jesus died and went back into heaven, there was about 500 disciples who were in the world of quite a few hundred million people at the time. So a very small seed sown into the world of a lot of people. And yet, the fulfillment of God's kingdom is it will not stay small, it will spread. So from a little place in Israel called Jerusalem, spread right through the whole world, the message of the good news of Jesus. And so the church now occupies most of the world. There is the word of God is written in most languages. It's like, you know, I gave you the figures a while ago in terms of the spread of that. When it started off, it was like in the early centuries, it was sort of 1 to 350 in terms of numbers of people. Today, it's 1 to 6, the numbers of Christians in the world. So The kingdom is advancing. It is growing. Another parable of that in Matthew 13:33 spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven or yeast. Which a woman took and hid in 3 pecks of flour until it was all leavened. So if you put yeast into some flour, it will spread and cause the whole of the flour to be full of yeast so that it can rise. That's the same reality of what God has sown us into the world to do, to infiltrate the whole world with the good news of the gospel of Jesus. Love. That's the message of the kingdom, love. We don't come with the message of war, we come with the message of love. Now, it does cause warfare, because we have to challenge darkness with light. But the reality is, it's a message of love that we bring. We bring a message of good news that Jesus died for everybody so that they can receive eternal life. We receive and bring that message and demonstrate that message by how we live, which is why we have to be good ambassadors of that kingdom. So we are called to infiltrate and influence the world to restore it to its original condition and ownership. Romans 8:19 says, "For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God." Even creation itself is waiting for God's people to be revealed in the fullness of their sonship. For creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to the corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Now what that is saying is that God's people, when they start to act as real true sons in the fullness of the power of the kingdom, will even turn creation back to its original purpose, to come into freedom of God's glory as seen in his children. That's our mission. Matthew 5:13 describes what we should be like as ambassadors. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? So salt is supposed to be salty. Okay, makes real sense. Salt was used for fertilizer. Salt was used for flavor. Salt was used for disinfectant. Lots of different things they used salt for. It was a very important commodity in the early centuries of this dimension, if you like. It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. If we are not different from the world, we will just be like it. And we cannot be ambassadors if we're not different. So we have to be something different. You are the light of the world. The world needs light to deal with darkness. We're called to be that light. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket. But on the lampstand, it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. That is our mission as an ambassador, is to glorify God, not to glorify ourselves, but to glorify God so that people will acknowledge what we do as coming from God because they see God in us. This is what it says in the Message version. I like this bit version. Let me tell you why you are here. Now, this is why we are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness, will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You are to be light, bringing out the God colors of the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to be open, to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. So we are called to be ambassadors of that kingdom. Now it's a big challenge, but we're not doing it in our own strength. We have the presence of God Almighty and the Holy Spirit in us to enable us to do it. In fact, all we have to do is allow them to be them through us. Stop the blockages that stop them being God through us. Allow them to flow through us. We are ambassadors of heaven, sons of the kingdom, to colonize this world. This was the original intention that God gave Adam and Eve, Genesis 1:28. God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, rule over it. Everything that we are called to do now, Adam and Eve were called to do then. To be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth and to subdue it. In other words, overcome it, bring it under the rule of God. And God has called us to bring that rule, the rule of love, into the world. To make earth like it is in heaven. Now, to make earth like it is in heaven, you have to know what it is like in heaven. That is why we have access to heaven through the presence of God and the kingdom within us to access those realms of heaven. That's what we've been teaching over the last couple of years, that we can access heaven ourselves. See, everything that is done on earth has to be done first in heaven. That is why we have access to bring the rule of God in the heavens, to bind things in the heavens, to loose things in the heavens so that it will be loosed here on earth. We have authority to rule in the justice system of the kingdom. See, the kingdom of God is founded on two principles, righteousness and justice. So we need the righteousness which is in heaven worked here on earth and the justice of heaven worked here on earth. So we need to access heaven. And we've obviously got lots of teaching which teaches us how to access heaven, how to engage daily in the heavenly realms, to step into that realm, because the realm of heaven is a dimension which is right in front of us. It's not somewhere up in the stars. It is here as a dimension of space. Now, I could go into all the quantum theory and mechanics that prove that. If you want to know how to prove it, you can use Bell's theorem, which will prove that there are extra dimensions. Scientific fact proven by mathematics that they prove that there are dimensions. We call it the dimensions of the spirit. They call it, they don't know what. They just know it's something that things disappear into. And there's all sorts of wonderful quantum things like quantum tunneling, quantum entanglement, quantum this and that, which actually shows that this realm is connected to a spiritual realm. So we are connected to that realm in the spirit. So we can access that realm and bring that realm from heaven to earth. I feel another quantum series coming up at one stage. Matthew 6:10, this is what we're called to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is what we pray. The Lord's Prayer has been prayed for 2,000 years and people have missed what it really meant. We're supposed to bring God's kingdom from heaven to earth through our lives. This is what it says in the message. Reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best as above, so below. It's like God's desire is to set the world right, to put it back to its original purpose. John 8:37, Jesus talking says, I am a king. For this I have been born. For this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. So Jesus is making a real statement here. I'm a king. Now, he's not a king in a political sense. He's a king of a spiritual kingdom. John 17:18, as you sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world. So we are sent in the world as ambassadors carrying kingly authority. Revelation 1:6 says he has made us to be a kingdom of priests. We have kingdom authority. Revelation 5:10 says we are to be made a kingdom and priests to reign. Where? On the earth. Not just in the heavens, but to reign in the heavens and bring that reign onto the earth. Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. The only way we can be real ambassadors of God's kingdom on earth is if we put his kingdom first in our lives. If we surrender doing things our own way and start doing them his way. Remember, an ambassador doesn't do his own opinions. He gets his opinions direct from the source. So we need to get heavenly truth so we can bring it to earth. This means living for and from that kingdom first above everything else and walking by faith, because faith is the currency of the kingdom. So our sphere of authority is within us because the kingdom is within us. That has to be manifest through us and around us. We have to bring God's kingdom rule around our lives so that people can see it. Spiritual authority releases natural influence. If you have no spiritual authority, you're not going to have any influence for the kingdom. So we need to operate in authority and power. Whoever's ruling in the spiritual environment has the influence in the natural environment. That's why we have to do it from heaven first. We each have a sphere of authority over which we're supposed to rule. Every single person has a destiny, has a call of God to fulfill, and within that calling, they have authority to bring the rule of heaven. Outside of that calling, they haven't. So we've got to be careful we stay within the calling and the sphere of kingdom authority that we've been given. Mark 6:7, Jesus, he called to him 12 apostles and began to send them out as his ambassadors. That's what it says in the Amplified Version. 2 by 2, and gave them authority and power over unclean spirits. So he gave them kingdom authority. So the spiritual rule of heaven is greater than the spiritual rule of the sons of the evil one. So we have authority in the spiritual realms. Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done. We have to outwork that authority. Matthew 10:1, Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Again, the authority of heaven to be outworked through disciples on earth. Verse 7, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How could they say the kingdom of heaven was at hand? Because they were there. And they were the ones who were bringing the kingdom wherever they went. So wherever we can go, we can legitimately say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is here. Therefore, the power to heal is here through our lives. The power to set people free is here in our lives. If we are true ambassadors, if we know that authority. Carries on and says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you've received. Where from? The heavenly realm. Freely give. Where to? The natural realm. That's what we're called to do as ambassadors. And this is our mandate that Jesus gave us. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now you need to really get hold of that. All authority. Is there any authority that's left outside of all? No, none. So Jesus has been given the authority through dying on the cross, being resurrected and ascended into the highest heights of heaven. He has been given authority. Therefore, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Here is the promise from when Jesus went back into heaven until Jesus is going to come again. He is with us to actually see the nations discipled to Jesus. This is the mandate for colonization. It's the mandate to take God's good news in his authority and to transform the world in which we live. Now you can look around and say, oh, we've got a heck of a job to do. I agree, we have. But the reality is we have the authority to do it. And the reason we haven't done it is because we lived in the Dark Ages for 1200 years. When we lost all that authority, God is restoring it in these days. He's restored it over the last so many hundreds of years. And in the last 100 years, there was a restoration of the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're seeing apostolic and prophetic revelation being released. He is with us to fulfill that mission. Do you think Jesus is going to tell us to go and do something that is impossible to do? No. Do you think Jesus is going to come back until we've done it? No. So we need to get on and do it. We've been called and commissioned to go and take this message out. We are commissioned to influence others, making known the kingdom by our kingship. As we live as an ambassador, people should see the difference in our lives. Therefore, we must expect salvation of those around us, that they would turn to the light from the darkness of the world. That is what we should expect and be believing for. Then those who are saved, become disciples, and then they're equipped to go out into their marketplaces and do the same thing. Hence, expanding the sphere of influence that the kingdom has through the church, right through the world, through our lives. This is how Paul described how he went out in 1 Corinthians 2:1. I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. In other words, he didn't come just like everyone else in the world, trying to influence people by words. He came with a testimony of God's power in his life. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstrations of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. So we need to live on the power of God, through the power of God, with the power of God operating through us. Now, how many people want to do that? Who wants to live as an ambassador for the kingdom of God? Well, if you want to live as an ambassador, we're going to swear you in. All right? So let's stand. If you want to do this, if you don't want to do this, please feel free to sit. And let's make these statements together. And as you're making them, don't just make them as in, well, I'm just sort of saying this. Actually, mean what you're saying. If you want to be an ambassador of God's kingdom on earth, then mean what you say. Let's say these things together. I choose to accept my commission as an ambassador of heaven on earth. I choose to live according to the principles of heaven. I choose to receive my direction and protection from heaven. I choose to live from the resources of heaven. I choose not to be influenced by the ideals, culture, and philosophy of earth. I choose to become an agent of the counterculture of heaven. I choose to live a supernatural lifestyle with a higher level of authority. I choose to be an example of the kingdom, king attitudes, and the character of Jesus. I choose to demonstrate the good news of Jesus in word and deed. I choose to be salt and light in my world. I am a minister of reconciliation to make disciples for the kingdom of God. I am an ambassador of heaven to transform earth. Amen? So let's go out today carrying that authority and power to actually outwork that in our lives.
If you've been blessed by this teaching from Mike Parsons, come and visit our website, freedomtrust.org.uk/A/R, where you'll find a whole range of resources. God has given us a mandate to raise up a Joshua generation who will enter into the promises of God and encourage others to do the same. Are you part of that Joshua generation? Is God calling you to partner with us? We'd like to invite you to connect with us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and on our Sons of Issachar blog. Freedom Apostolic Resource Center. We're here to help you and others find and fulfill your destiny.